serious nuclear challenges posed by North Korea, another acute reminder that it is necessary to strengthen the NPT regime today. Robust non-proliferation efforts by the whole international community contribute to this end. North Korea's nuclear and missile program poses a grave challenge to the international nuclear non-proliferation regime. A nuclear-armed North Korea is not and will never be accepted. On 27th April, ROK and North Korea announced the Panmunjom Declaration for Peace, Prosperity, and Unification of Korean Peninsula at the end of Inter-Korean Summit. Japan welcomes a positive development for denuclearization and strongly hopes that this will lead to North Korea's concrete actions to dismantle its all weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles. In this context, Japan urges North Korea to sign and ratify the CTBT to solidify its commitment and will keep a watchful eye on the situation through the US-North Korea summit to be held within a couple of weeks. In this connection, I must emphasize that complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement CVID of all weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles in North Korea is crucial. To achieve CVID, the international community as a whole must maintain the maximum pressure campaign against North Korea. In order to realize the CVID, strict verification is also imperative. Cooperative action by the international society is needed more than ever. Mr. Chairman, on the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, we believe that it contributes to the strengthening the international non-proliferation regime centered on the NPT and the stability of the Middle East region. Its continued and full implementation is crucial. With respect to these important regional issues, my delegation would like to make further remarks on the specific issues. Mr. Chairman, I would like to stress that IAEA safeguards are the fundamental component of the international nuclear non-proliferation regime. Japan continues to support the IAEA's work to make it more effective and efficient. Steady implementation of safeguards is a fundamental obligation of respective states, and it is essential in ensuring transparency and sustainability of their nuclear activities. Japan remains committed to the implementation of safeguards in good faith as a responsible state. We welcome the increase in the number of states with the additional protocol based on its model. The number of states with the AP has increased by about 40 since 2010. This figure clearly indicates that there is recognition in the international community that the EAP is indispensable for securing the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. I would also like to point out Comprehensive Safeguard Agreement, CSA, and Additional Protocol, AP, should be recognized as a verification standard under the NPT. Japan believes that the universalization of the AP is one of the most important goals in strengthening the effectiveness and improving the efficiency of IAEA safeguards. In this respect, we believe it remains our key objective to increase the number of states with a CSA and AP, as well as the modified small quantity protocol to the CSA where applicable. To this end, we emphasize the importance of promoting international cooperation and collaboration among related countries, including through capacity building, aiming at the universalization of the AP. At the same time, Japan calls for wider application of safeguards for several nuclear facilities in the nuclear weapon states and calls on them to declare to the IAEA all fissile materials no longer required for military purposes. I would also like to mention that Japan supports the Symposium on the International Safeguards, which is held every 4 years at the IAEA. The next one is scheduled to take place November this year. Mr. Chairman, I have some more points to make on export controls and nuclear security. Please refer to the full version of the statement to be uploaded in the website. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.